Welcome back to Uncommon Faith. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ashley.
Ooh, a little seductive there. And I'm Ashley.
That's seductive. While I sit here with like no makeup and my sweats.
No one has to know all that. Why do you have to go there?
I'm just keeping it real. Okay.
Just rock it, girl.
Just got back from vacation.
Where'd you go?
Went to South Dakota.
South Dakota?
Yeah.
What's in South Dakota?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. And things are very spread apart.
Just our friend, but not a whole lot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, yeah. Our friend is there that I've known all my life. And, you know, they've got lakes and stuff to do. But, like, everything, like, to do is so spread out that it takes like 45 minutes to get there or like an hour and a half to get there or whatever. So it was a lot of going back and forth. I have sunburn in a weird place.
do you really?
I didn't get burned on my back at all or my shoulders or my face. You know what the sun goes for?
You got your legs, always your legs and your ankles.
Oh, I got like a strip of it on my knees and like one part of my shin. But no, I've got it like, cause I have the top, it was like the triangle, like string.
Bikini type. Because you were wearing a bathing suit.
Well, yes, I was wearing a bathing suit.
Oh, see, I wasn't talking about the lake aspect. I was talking about the hiking and stuff. Or that's where my mind was.
No. Well, I mean, because we did do hiking, but then we went to this, like, pool at a rec center. So we were, like laying out there. And then at the lake, right. we were laying around there and floating and whatnot. And so, yeah, so I just got burned. The sun will just go for that white skin, you know, it's usually so it's covered
stuff that never gets seen.
Yeah. So it was just like, yeah, I'm gonna get you. So yeah, that it's a weird part on my top that I'm like, ah, like in like right here, what would you call this,
above your armpit?
Okay, like shoulder to armpit, like almost in the armpit, like right there. And I'm like, ow.
That's random.
I know. But, man, it's hard to do vacations right now. Because.
Why?
Everywhere I looked, all the hotels are like $200-$400 a night. Like, just a good old Holiday Inn Express is like $200-$300 a night. And I'm like, seriously?
Right.
Like, the only cheap ones are like side of the road motels where you're going to be like, be found murdered the next morning.
The sketchy ones.
Yeah. I don't want to go get murdered.
No, thanks.
No. So we ended up we were going to go to Yellowstone, but then that didn't work out. And it ended up being fine because just even on her end, it didn't work out. We were going to go there together. But so we just went up to her place. It wasn't too hot or whatever, but. Yeah. But this time her kids were around.
You had a good time.
So, yeah. Had a good time. Well, the kids. Well, Riley's okay with the road tripping. But this time I didn't let little man watch any movies on my iPad. So he was having a rough time.
Oh, no.
And it's not even that long. It's only 6 hours. But, yeah, he would. Between the naps, like, he'd wake up and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you. drive to California next week, so that's longer.
Are you really?
Yeah. Because
how long of a drive is that?
That's like well, we're gonna go all the way down to San Juan Capistrano. So that's like, it's about 15 hours.
That's a long drive, because I remember just when we lived in the desert driving that far.
But we're stopping.
Oh, my gosh.
At a hotel. But, yeah, everything I've looked at. And then, of course, in Colorado, a lot of the places are like, oh, you have to book a year in advance. Like, who knows what they're doing a year That's before? Nuts. Yeah. They have some amazing places out here, though. They have, like, the Broadmoor, which is, like, a whole bit of land, and they have this big, fancy resort. But then you could also get, like, vacation homes on the property.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I wonder what just, like, one, like, just regular – it doesn't even have to be a suite, just a regular old room. And it's, like, $500 a night.
That's ridiculous.
I'm like – I should have known. We live around the Richie area, you know, where the million-dollar homes are and stuff. And I'm like, we're not rich. Yeah. Normal person vacation. So couldn't afford to fly to California, but we wanted to get out of town. So we figured we'd drive out there and then stay at Chateau Reed, where it's free. And also, you know, because actually, Riley was like, I want to go to Alabama and visit them. I'm like, that's more expensive.
Alabama.
Plus, it's also really humid.
Oh, goodness.
In the summer.
Right now, it's 95 and it was 56% humidity. It was 100% humidity the other day.
You guys have CMA Fest going on right now, right?
No, it's over. It was this past weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're local, you know to stay away from downtown.
Yeah. Where do they do it at?
Down on Broadway.
What do they do?
It's just like lots of stages and tents. Like, it's a big old festival on Broadway, and all the country singers come.
Okay, so they're not like going into the bars and they're like just setting up the bit like in the middle of the street.
Yeah, but the bars are all open.
That sounds like
a nightmare.
Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yep. A nightmare.
In the humidity.
It was over a million people. I know that much. No thanks.
Well, that's crazy.
I would have loved to have worked this weekend.
I know, right?
Yes. Bartenders walk away being able to afford the next 6 months.
Just from CMA Fest?
Just from CMA Fest, yep.
Yeah.
It's insane.
What about, like, a future husband?
I could have found him there too, dang it.
Like one of the singers?
What do I look like going down on Broadway in my wheelchair, though?
Real cute.
I would have still had my cowboy boots on, though. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, being in the chair, I feel like you can be like,
there's benefits.
Get down in front.
It's an adult wheelchair. Drink as much as you want. You're not going to have to walk. Take advantage, man.
You would be sliding right out of there.
Yep.
So what are your plans this week?
This week, I don't have much going on, just lots of therapy.
Lots of therapy.
Lots of therapy. It's always so fun. 3 days a week. That's my summer excitement.
Well, Woo-hoo. You have something else coming up too, don't you? That you just told me.
Surgery?
End of August.
Yeah, most likely the end of August I'll be having, hopefully, what is my final surgery. Hopefully.
But in completely different place.
Part of my body. Yeah. They found a tumor on my adrenal glands. Mm-hmm. Your adrenal glands are what's connected to your kidneys and make all of that function and regulate your body.
So do you have poor kidney function right now?
Right now I have poor kidney function. I have like really high chloride levels in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of stuff going on because of the tumor on my adrenal gland. And that's what led to the high blood pressure, which is what led ultimately to the aneurysms and the stroke.
So if it were
the first stroke.
Yeah. I feel like
if it would have been taken care of originally, if they would have caught it in California, I'd probably not be in this situation.
It's a lot of mistakes happen.
Lots.
Around here. I think that was the same deal with my dad, though, like with the adrenal gland, and they were going to mm-hmm. do the surgery, but then they like looked at it the next day or something, and it wasn't there anymore, or like it went yeah. in somewhere or something, and then poof, he had a stroke.
Yeah. See, and I've been told that before too. I had been diagnosed with tumors somewhere else and then went back to a doctor's appointment and they said it miraculously disappeared. Always, always get second opinions. Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think at that time my dad was just like, I'm a miracle patient. God has right? healed me. Yeah. And we're like, how does it just disappear?
Right. Yeah,
always get second opinions. Anything from this episode, always get second opinions.
On everything.
Mm-hmm.
On the menu date, right, Ash?
On the menu what?
On the menu date, the men I date.
Oh, the menu clarify date. That. I thought you said the menu date. And I was like, the menu? What menu?
No.
Is there a date on the menu?
The men that you date always get a second opinion.
On the menu date. Not the men I date. Just date one man. But yes, you need to get a second opinion.
And no one's opinion matters in that situation.
Wait, what? My opinion does in my situation?
Yeah, no one's opinion matters.
My married person situation?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So no one better have a problem with it is what I'm saying. Because he's there to stay. He's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh. Got it. Yeah.
But it would all be good opinions.
Okay. So here's a check-in from a previous episode that we did where we claimed that we would read more. How you doing?
That's a funny question. Mm-hmm. Read more medical papers. Yeah.
Read more medical papers. You've just been digging deep into your reality TV. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Nothing better to do.
Read a book.
Yeah, but I don't like to read. So there's that.
Did you ever finish that audiobook from the hospital?
No, I did not.
Is it because, do you feel books, if you had to, are you more interested in like, wait, which one's fiction? Nonfiction is real life, right? Are you the wrong person to ask?
Yeah.
Okay. I always get it mixed up, no matter what.
Fiction is fake.
Nonfiction. Okay. So, yes. Do you find that fiction is more interesting to you than nonfiction?
Not at all. I find that I have really bad attention span, hence the diagnosis I got last week.
Oh, yeah. What was your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed with ADD.
ADD.
Yep.
ADD.
Which
but
is
you
funny.
Kind of already knew that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Before all of this was happening, I already knew that. Mm-hmm. I'm literally the type of person I'll be watching a show, even whether or not it's reality TV or a movie, and I'm mm-hmm. easily distracted or I want to do something else while watching it. Like, yeah, I can't just focus on what's in front of me. I hate going to the movies. I've never liked it.
I love going to the movies. It's because you can't sit still in
one spot. I can't sit still. For me, it's like there's so much other stuff that needs to be done and that I could be doing. To sit in a movie theater for an hour and a half is too time consuming.
I feel like, so we went to Crazy Horse in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And Little Man, they have like a little video thing you're supposed to watch if you want to. But we went in there. It wasn't even that long. And he was like, I can't. He was so mad. Like, he was just like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But then he can sit for a movie, though. But I just, yeah. Like, it has if to be something he's into it. In.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, like, just realizing, like, you know, because that's kind of just what we're dealing with between school and now that it's over. And his attention span and whatnot, and wondering if he's ADD or ADHD, if that, or what is happening, right. Or going on with him. So just observing how he was on the road trip, and but also coming back home. Like they were staying up long periods of time, you know, because it's mm-hmm. summer and there's other kids there,
right?
Like they were drinking coffee and soda.
Oh, man.
At like 9 or 10 o'clock at night. They're trying to watch TV. And I'm like, go to bed, guys. Like, go to bed. And so he was just all messed mm-hmm. up to the point where, like, we had going to the gas station. We told him to go to the bathroom. And he flipped mm-hmm. out. Like, people probably thought he was getting kidnapped in the bathroom. Because, like, I heard him scream, like, yell at him. And then I walked back over there and he ran out to me. And then he, like, starts to, like, have a full-on tantrum at the gas station. Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was, we were like, dude, that's not okay.
Have you ever tried giving him caffeine?
Yeah, he bounces
like
off.
Like, intentionally giving it to him?
He bounce off the walls.
See, with most ADD people, when you give us caffeine, it does the opposite.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
And I'm sure you've recognized that with me and my Red Bull addiction.
It makes you tired?
It makes me tired. I could drink one and go straight to sleep.
Yeah, those are gross.
They're not gross.
Have you had any?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you quit.
Nope, because my blood pressure has been so low.
Can't keep track of you, kid. Every time you're like, okay, I'm quitting, I'm not going to do it. And then FaceTime you and you're like, oh, yeah, I did that. Like, what?
Yep.
Honey child.
It's just a part of me. It's in my bloodstream. Let it go.
As you wear an Elsa braid.
Don't judge me.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go. Don't let it go.
Okay, so have you seen all the latest entertainment news? I feel like there's been a lot of weddings.
I thought you were going to ask me if I've seen Frozen, which I have not.
You've never seen Frozen?
Never.
In today's news, headline, Amber's never seen Frozen. How have you never seen Frozen?
Because I don't have a little girl.
So she just, but you literally watched the B movie, which I did say, I gave you away in the car. Riley was like, that sucks. That movie sucks. We're like, the B movie.
I love that movie. It's great.
Mm-mm. Okay, so.
So good.
Let's catch up here. This is my favorite thing to do. Like, I just follow E! News. Makes no sense to do it, but it's just kind of like my. Maybe how you like to watch reality TV. I just like to, what's happening in with celebrities? I don't know.
Yeah.
So the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard stuff is finally finished and Johnny Depp
Woo-hoo!
One. I know you watched a lot more of it than I did. Like, I was just seeing the probably the social media part of it where people are just making fun of her and whatnot. Like,
right.
What? I don't understand any of her stuff. Like, first of all, they are putting it on there live. So it's not like it's being taken out of context and put on things. Like, it's there.
Yeah. My first thought was, hold up. You're claiming that he shoved a bottle up your vagina and you just laid back on the counter looking at him and saying, Johnny, Johnny, you're not there. I don't see you. I'm sorry. You're not getting a bottle near my vagina unless I'm duct taped and tied down. Like, what the heck? Come on now. That was the biggest lie I've ever heard.
She said, I don't see you?
Yeah, she said, when I looked at him, he wasn't there. He wasn't there. He wasn't there. Like, what do you mean he wasn't there? Just his eyes were black and glazed over and that it wasn't Johnny. That it was something evil.
What was the thing about her dog stepping on a bee?
I don't know. I didn't catch that one.
So many people are like, my dog stepped on a bee? We're like, what does that have to do with it? I've stepped on a bee once too. Like, what? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah,
oh my goodness. Sense. And I like, so many people were coming out of the woodwork though. Like,
yeah.
His previous girlfriend from like forever ago claimed that he was like stalkerish and obsessive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, lady, who are you? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Insane. Apparently now she is going to be doing I guess maybe she already did it, her first sit-down interview. I'm sure Johnny Depp is steering clear, but she just like, oh, let's milk this thing even more.
Mm.
Like, literally everyone's like, oh, she's like literally the most hated person in in entertainment or in the world right now. And I know that Monica Lewinsky like weighed in on that, probably having to do with how it was kind of the same thing for her. But I feel like it's different, obviously. Like,
it's not even close
mm-hmm.
to what she's claiming.
And obviously, like, hers was just like, everyone not knows what happened. Close. You did the deed. It is what it is.
Yeah. Let it go.
Like, this is just like he said, she said situation.
My favorite part was the Jason Momoa interview. If that was real, any part of it?
No, that was fake. It was fake.
Okay, I love what they did. It was hilarious. I love him. He's hilarious.
Oh, man. Yeah, there was just, I mean, so what? So he won, but she still, like, she can't even pay him, though?
She countersued for $2 million something, or she countersued for a certain amount, but they found that he owed her $2 million in damages. So basically, the $15 million that he won, he only is owed $13 million now.
But does she have $13 million?
Probably hidden away somewhere. But until she gets it, she owes him and she'll have to make payments.
But no one's going to hire her. What's she going to do?
No.
Do B movies?
Commercials, maybe. Voiceovers.
Honestly, someone's probably going to go after her, probably to do porn.
Right. She'll be the next Farrah Abram.
Yeah. Exactly like what she did. For sure.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll be on Fans Only.
Probably.
Or what is that?
Yeah.
What is that called?
Fans Only.
Yeah.
Okay. So Britney Spears got married.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Did you see that her first husband, Vegas guy or whatever, Jason Alexander,
mm-hmm.
he crashed her wedding.
No way.
Yes. And he went on his Instagram Live, which is kind of funny because you can, you know how on live you can see how many people are watching. There's only like 214 people watching. But yeah, so he It was, the wedding hadn't started yet, but he like went in because the wedding was at her house. I don't know how he knows how where she lives or how he was even let past security, but he gets in there and he's like filming them setting up the wedding. He's like, hey, Brittany invited me here and I'm her first husband and blah, 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 blah. And he's just like, so of course everyone knows she was getting married, but they arrested him for trespassing. And I think like he also got like charged with maybe even battery or that's those things always like are super confusing. But her family wasn't even invited. They weren't there. But Madonna was invited. And Drew Barrymore, Selena Gomez, like some of these people she's never even met, but like maybe like showed support to her via in like social media or whatever. And she just invited, like literally never met Selena Gomez before and invited her to her wedding.
Nope.
Yeah, a little bizarre, but whatever.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she doesn't have any true friends, I guess.
Right. It's weird.
Yeah. I know this didn't happen over the weekend, but also Travis Barker and your girl Courtney Kardashian got married. It was a weird wedding. Like, it's her first wedding, and she wears this, like, tiny, mini little wedding dress.
Yeah, it was horrible. And neither one of their dresses did justice for who they are and what they're capable of, like, getting their hands on.
Yeah, like, it literally just looked like a...
Brittany was, hers was done by Versace, and it just was so underrated, like, no. And then Courtney's was just looked like a junior prom dress to me.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Brittany's husband?
I don't know. He actually, if you said you saw that one Netflix movie, Can You Keep a Secret?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't
where they meet on a plane. Maybe. Okay, you remember that one?
Yeah.
And you remember her roommate?
Yeah.
Who, like, she caught with, like, a good-looking lawyer? She came out of room. That's him.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I was like, why does that guy look familiar? Oh, right. Yeah. I don't know. I know they met on the set of her... video. Younger than her. I don't really know.
Shoot, he's younger than both of us.
Is he?
He's 28.
Well, why you gotta put that out there?
Because we definitely don't look like we're in our 20s anymore.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's just as weird as her.
No, I don't think so. I think he sees dollar signs, honestly, in that he's held on a long time and he finally got his way once the dad got taken off of everything. I think he's a very smart man. I think he's going to ride it to the end. I don't think he'll divorce her, but I do think that he's using her for her money and attention and fame. Because, come on.
Possibly.
We can all clearly see that no matter what, Brittany's still not all mentally there. She's been damaged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, it's sad and scary. Like, what's he capable of? What's he going to do to her?
Mm.
He just comes off very controlling to me.
Mm. I don't know. Oh, here it goes. Sorry. It was just a restraining order. I found the post for her ex.
That's sad.
Yeah. So there's just a lot of weird stuff on
I mean, that's Hollywood days, for you.
For sure. Rebel Wilson came out as that she's now dating a woman. So apparently some reporter was going to out her and gave her like a deadline. Or I'm like, that?
Yeah, and gave her 2 days.
Why does anybody care? Not
very nice.
Why does everybody, like, that's what sucks so bad about Hollywood. It's like you're forced to like make a comment. Could you imagine having to live like that? Like, Amber, I am forcing you right now. No. You have to publicly talk about or like say that you're dating this specific person or we're going to post it. Like, or feel like you were pregnant. Like, we give you 2 days to make a comment on being pregnant. It's like so bizarre.
Right.
It's like literally people's lives.
Sad.
Make no sense. For sure. Paris Hilton came to her wedding. Sorry. Going back to Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. She said she was actually asked to DJ for the president and all of the other presidents from around the world for the dinner, but this was more important to her.
It's weird.
Have you ever heard any of her stuff?
Paris Hilton's DJing? No.
Yeah. Why would a president want a DJ? Are they out there
partying it up instead of lowering those gas prices?
I don't understand that.
Makes no sense.
How do you feel about Toby Keith telling that he has been battling stomach cancer?
That's sad. I didn't hear about that one.
That was... Oh, I like when I can give you news you haven't heard yet. Post Malone is a dad now.
Oh, really?
I feel this is... Yes.
Who's the baby mama?
I don't know. I like Posty. I don't know if I've said it before. I just feel like he's a really nice dude. Like, in interviews that I... Like, he's just, like... Seems really sweet.
I've heard like, that not a like, lot.
Not like he's, like, you know, got an ego or...
Right.
Whatever. Like, he just seems, like, a really sweet, down-to-earth kind of dude.
Right.
Yeah. Who did you say was your celebrity crush?
I don't know.
Did you say it was Chris Evans at all? Do you remember how dorky he used to look?
No.
Captain America.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, it shows you what I know.
Captain America. But you've seen Captain America.
Maybe, I think so.
Oh, you've seen Avengers? Oh, you've seen Chris Evans. Sorry, he just popped up on my feed. How about this one for you? Isla Fisher and Sacha Baron Cohen married 20 years now.
I don't know who
Sacha Baron Cohen is Borat. You've never seen Borat?
I still don't. I've never seen that.
Here, I'm going to show you a picture. So
not
you,
girl.
Did you ever see Confessions of a Shopaholic?
No. Nope, doesn't ring a bell.
Borat. He, like, comes to America?
Mm-hmm.
No? Nothing?
I've seen, like, a preview picture of it. That's it.
Okay. Did you ever... She was in Wedding Crashers?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so she was the one that was just... I think it was the one with... What's his face? It's not Owen Wilson. Who's the other one in that? Why am I blanking on his name? Ugh. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And Sophia Bush got married from One Tree Hill. Now, she was last married, has not been married since Chad Michael Murray in One Tree Hill. Remember, they were married for like 7 months or something? Mm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't remember what the story was that like he cheated with Paris Hilton when they did.
That's sad.
a house of wax, or he went to a strip club or something. It really has no importance. I know there's real things happening in the world. Tell me if this happens to you. You go on your Instagram mm-hmm. feed or whatever, because you don't go on Facebook anymore, really, right?
Not really.
No.
Every once in a while.
So on Instagram, they've got mm-hmm. all of those, you know, cleaning videos or organizing videos or project videos or whatever. And now that it's mm-hmm. like summertime, at least in my brain, that's always been like that, where it's like summer means like you know, you check out like everything summer vacation. Like you're not doing the day-to-day stuff. You're not doing the school and the work and the trying to do all that stuff. Like all of a sudden you're just like, I'm home all the time. Now I'm watching more things and I want to do the projects. So I did that today. I watched a video on how to clean your pans. Pans.
Oh my gosh. What, with a dryer? With a dryer sheet?
A pan? Like a cooking pan?
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I did vinegar and baking soda and boiled it, and it might be too far gone. It didn't seem to do anything.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. What do you do with a dryer sheet?
I've seen that you let them soak.
With a dryer sheet?
Yeah. And then it like,
but would you want to eat off it? Like, would you want to
cook off it? But like, I'm OCD like that. My yeah. mom caught a lightning bug. We caught a lightning bug last night in a jar, but it's like one of my jars that I drink out of. That's not ever happening again. Yeah. I'm so weird. Like, I've gone to people's houses where, like, they let their dogs eat food out of a bowl or a plate. Like, that's never. Yeah, no, do not take the cat food out of a freaking can with a fork that you use. That's disgusting. No, not okay.
Yeah. There was one, I think, a TikTok video that I came across. I don't remember if I sent it to you because that seems like right up your alley. But they did a song to it. It's like, this is why we can't eat at people's houses.
Yep.
Like someone said something about like, oh, you take your toilet seat off to clean it. You put it in the dishwasher.
That's disgusting. Are you serious? No, ma'am. No.
Well, I just came home from South Dakota at our friend's house, and she has, like, so many plants that I'm just like, I want to get more plants.
Yeah. I mean, they're good for your breathing.
Yeah. Good oxygen. I mean, mm-hmm. That was my plan originally, but they're just so expensive to, like, have to, like, get so many plants.
Right. But they say that they put you in a better mood for some reason.
They do, I think. It's just like maybe because we all want to live in a garden, like a secret garden.
Maybe. See, I couldn't do it. I can't keep things alive. I can barely keep myself alive. Hello.
Well, that's why like maybe like succulents don't take very much.
Nope.
You kill succulents?
Three.
You've killed
three. The first year we moved here, I bought one for Aiden's room, and I was so proud of myself. It looked so good in his room, too.
Mm-hmm.
It killed it three times. Bought the same one three times. Killed it each time. I overwatered it.
Like this? A succulent?
Yes. Similar to that, but...
I barely water mine.
Yeah, that's the problem. I overwatered it.
You just need to take, like, a little bit. Maybe just get, like, little tiny ones.
Nope, killed those two. I had those in my bathroom. I'm just not a good... I don't have the green thumb, that's for sure.
I don't have the green... Like, I'm very surprised that, like, two of mine that I brought from Georgia actually lasted.
And they're still alive?
Yeah, but, like, some of them, sometimes they'll get... I think it'll get, like, too humid or something. And maybe I put too much water in it and it looks like mold or whatever.
Yeah.
Something. So I'll I'll scrape that out and then I will cut off the dead part and it's still growing. Mm-hmm. It's the outdoor plants that I can't seem to figure out. Mm-hmm. But I do have a snake plant and that has been doing fine. I got one from IKEA.
What that is.
It's like the big ones that kind of look like, they look like kind of like tails, like almost like cacti looking. So those require very little water. And the fact that like if you don't have – if you're not putting them in sun a lot, then, you know, you can get away with like – it's like I'll touch the snake plant and I'm like, oh, it feels a little dry.
Right.
And I'll put a little bit in. It like very little. And that one is actually good for oxygen, like the air, purifying the air or something. But yeah. It does. I can't seem to keep flowers either. So what plants that I think that's I got philandendron.
No idea.
I don't know how to say it. A snake plant. And I have one from IKEA. No idea what it's called. No idea what I'm doing with it. But it seems to be still alive since February.
But then again, don't mess with a good thing.
You could also just get artificial. I have a mixture of artificial and real.
I think growing up we had so many fake plants that I just have no interest. They get dusty really easy.
Yeah, you can get the spray stuff.
Do you remember my mom's house growing up, the one in Atlanta? There was like big old fake bushes and trees all over the house.
Yes, I know what you mean, but like it's different. The kind they have now. They have better looking ones now that don't look so dated. You know? Like my garland or whatever that I had on top, and you're like, it looks like, what did you say? It looked like a house in the 90s or something.
Probably.
Yeah, where I had them like hanging above the ledge because the TV has like the fireplace and the... It's all built in. My friend said that the other day, why don't you have anything there? It's like so much room up there. I'm like, I did. But my friend told me that it looked like
my 90s. Bad.
And I kind of see your point, but then I put it on the wall instead. And you like that better anyway. So
my bad.
What
I do like it on the wall, though, how you have it in that room.
Yeah, in my office. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just need to kind of finish it, but, you know, only here for one more year, so.
Right.
We'll see what actually happens. What would you do if you had to move right now?
Me? I don't know. Panic?
No, but I mean, like, move and, like, have to read, like...
Like, decorate?
Yeah, like, paint over your mural back there and...
Oh, I'd be okay with that one. It's my green wall that I love.
What is motivating you this summer?
What motivates me this summer is, honestly, yeah. I just keep seeing so many people riding their motorcycles. I miss riding my motorcycle so much. And so that's what's kind of pushing me because I want to get back on it.
That's one thing that you have in Rapid City that's like huge for the motorcycle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting people out there.
Yep, I know South Dakota is where Sturgis is, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, that'd be cool. I'd ride up there.
It's actually like a lot of it's nice, like, the hike that we did, we went to the Devil's Bathtub. And I want to keep saying either Devil's Punch Bowl or Devil's Butthole.
That's because in the high desert, we had a place called the Devil's Punch Bowl.
Yeah, they actually have it a lot of places. They clearly were not very creative with their names because there's a Devil's Bathtub hike in Virginia as well. So that was getting confusing. Freezing ice cold water, and then we have to like cross through it. Like, I wanted to die. Like, it was painful cold on my feet. Yeah. I almost lost my flip-flop. Don't hike with flip-flops. Just don't do it.
What were you thinking?
Well, because she's like, oh, do you have any water shoes or like closed-toe sandals? And I was like, well, I have my tennis shoes and then I have my flip-flops. I did, and I should have done my tennis shoes, to be honest, but that probably would have been heavier. But I was doing okay until I was walking with Caleb, and he was having a freak out because he was over the ice cold water, and he's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And so he distracted me, and when I lifted my foot up, it like flipped off me, and I almost lost it. It went down, and then our friend's youngest kid, he snatched it. He saved the day. But that was the only sucky part, was that the water was so ice cold because it's so early still. So it was just coming off of the snow through the mountaintops and stuff. But it was really pretty. Mm-hmm. I'll send you.
Right. It's so funny. That reminds me of working at a summer camp. We would go intentionally to the creek and lay down in the freezing cold water. It's called polar bearing. And you would see who could last the longest laying down in the freezing cold water. So much fun.
Did you do that at Forest Home?
Yes.
What creek was? I don't remember a creek.
You don't remember walking? You had to walk over a bridge into like a creek, and like you would go pick blackberries. Did you not ever go pick the blackberries?
You never did that with me. I only went up there once with you when we worked.
Oh, how funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember that time.
That we went together?
Yeah. That's funny.
I do, because that's where I first listened to the Fiona Apple CD, because our little cabin counselor or whatever, she had Fiona Apple CDs. There's like a couple other girls there.
Do you remember who our cabin counselor was at the time?
No, I don't.
Because there's one that we had that I have been looking for years. I've tried searching her because she had her own CD out. And I cannot find her to save my life. Her name was Becca. Becca Greenwood.
I probably could search it up for you, but I don't. I don't think that was who we had, because I don't think she had music. But I remember there was one girl that she ended up leaving because her mom got her a job at a boutique or whatever. So she didn't have to stay there.
Oh, how funny.
Did
you go up there the same time that Emily went up there?
Emily who?
Was Emily with us? You remember Sonia's sister, Emily?
No, it was just you and me. And you were, like, doing the other girl's hair. Okay. And I was like, she does my hair things. Gosh.
That's so funny. And that was, like, way before.
I think it was the year. It was the year that your cousin went. Because I think you got assigned to watch your cousin, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then I got these two obnoxious kids. Yeah, it was real boring. But I wonder if they still do that.
They do.
Where they just have, like, kids come up to be babysitters?
Yeah. That was fun, man. Those were some of the best times in my life.
Yeah.
I always felt the closest in my relationship with God at that summer camp.
At Forest Home? When you were babysitting? Yep.
When I was babysitting, because we would go up and we would do like bonfires and stuff and sing with acoustic guitars. Mm-hmm. And that just, to me, like that just, it just felt so good.
So you just like, you like the getting into the nature.
The nature.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, that's how you
like
relate.
I'm a nature girl. I love to camp. I love being outdoors, bonfires. Mm-hmm. Now it's more like I'd rather have like a Budweiser in my hand and sit by a campfire. But back then it was a guitar in my hand. That's where I first learned how to play the guitar, was at Forest Home.
Who taught you?
One of my camp counselors.
Hmm. Was it?
That's also where I had my first real crush. On an adult.
Sterling.
Yep.
Yeah. I remember.
Yes.
So that was before, I think, because you had just showed me pictures of him at a different point. I know. It's kind of.
That's so funny. I still have a picture of that man.
You still have a picture of him? Oh, like actual uh-huh. physical picture?
Yeah.
Did you look him up?
No. That's so awkward.
Maybe he's on LinkedIn. actually,
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I know a girl that I did that Model and Talent Expo with, and she, I just came across her Instagram, or she, her feed finally showed up in my thing or whatever, but she actually randomly a couple years ago was like, I wonder what my crush from middle school, like, she like searched him up. She never knew him. She just found him in her yearbook and was like, I'm going to marry that boy. And they're like, leave him alone. I'll send it to you. And then she contacted him.
No.
Now they're engaged.
Oh my gosh. She's like,
see? Maybe Sterling's single. Wouldn't that be? Oh my gosh. That would be so hilarious to me.
I would die.
What was his last name?
I have no idea.
Oh no, that's not helpful at all.
I'm sure you could probably go look at their roster, like look way back at their roster.
How do you not remember his last name? Sterling. I remember like his name was like really Sterling, like Sterling Silver. Interesting. Sterling, and it was Forest
so funny.
Home Camp, California. Because didn't they have people come from different states too? So
yeah, you're really Googling this right now, aren't you?
100%.
Oh gosh.
I mean, it's just showing up the camp. Like, I don't. You would need to figure out his last name. Do you remember anyone that knew him?
Nope. Not a sibling. Clue.
Didn't he have like siblings that had weird names too? I remember you told me that.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Maybe I'm just making things up at this point.
Probably. You just got high hopes, that's
well,
all.
Let me Becca Greenwood. Was that BECCA?
Yeah.
See, listeners, this is what happens. This is what we do. I can't not Google things. I blame it. I seriously blame it on, and we'll end it on this. Today, June 13th, is the Olsen twins' birthday. And I blame it on them because of all of those mystery videos. Case of Thorn Mansion, the Funhouse mystery, like all those. I'm a detective because of them. I will find stuff out. There's one. Wouldn't it be fun if we got her on here?
That'd be awesome.
Well, there's probably... I'll have to send it to you and see if she looks familiar too. Because she would be older, yeah?
Yeah. She'd be like our sister's age.
Well, these are probably all like... She would probably be married now.
I know she lived in London for a while.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed our time here that we've had here today. Of our randomness. We love to give you all the... scoop on the entertainment news. In case you didn't know, or if you didn't care to know, you do now. And we'll keep you updated if we have stalked a Sterling or a Becca Greenwood that ever went to Forest Home. If you randomly listen to this and know who we're talking about, reach out. If he's not married, Amber's interested.
I'm going to kick your butt.
To kick my butt?
Sounds like a trip to Colorado is coming up. Yep. With my one leg, I can do it.
You probably have a better chance of running me over, like over my toe or something. That's probably.
That sounds fun too.
Oh, don't thanks. Tempt me.
Right now.
She's violent, ladies and gentlemen. She has a violent streak.
Not at all.
She's threatening violence.
Not at all.
All right. Like well, you can find me at ashley.reed or Ashley Reed Music. Come find me. Listen. Come
on
listen
Instagram.
To me. New music soon. Hopefully. Where can we find you, Amber?
on Instagram at Amber_N_G. And you can find us both at Uncommon Faith Podcast on Instagram. And if you have any questions or you know where Sterling is, you can email us at uncommonfaith@gmail.com.
Yes. You're probably going to get a whole bunch of random pictures of a Sterling. If you know any Sterling that spent time in California at Forest Home Camp from what years?
I don't even remember. It was, had to have been like 99 to 2003.
That's a pretty big span.
I went there for a while.
Going there from 1999?
I don't remember how long.
You were like 12 or 13?
Yeah. I went there for a long time.
And how old is he?
I don't remember.
He had to have been like early 20s.
Yeah.
So now he's probably...
Early
40s. 40s? Okay. I feel motivated.
I feel scared. I'm so scared.
I needed a challenge. I needed to, you know, bring dust off my detective skills and go to town.
Challenge
accepted, huh? Mm-hmm. I'm going to die if I find one. You need to show me that picture that you do have of him. I'm like what are those dogs that sniff him out?
Canine.
Bloodhound? Not a canine. Bloodhound?
Bloodhound.
I'm a bloodhound. Okay, well, thank you for listening to our randomness. Stay tuned for next week when we have something probably more interesting.
Entertaining.
Not entertaining, but more educational, maybe. We'll see. All right.
Bye.
Bye, guys.